Hi, I'm Antoine Taylor, and welcome to The Mission, where we are dedicated to helping you encounter God through Scripture. Welcome, welcome, welcome to another edition of The Mission Podcast. I am your host, Antoine Taylor, and I am happy that you're here. I'm blessed. I'm highly favored. I hope that you're highly favored, man. This podcast, I'm going to just tell you guys right up front, this may not be for you. This word is for everybody, but I hope that you are spirit led and you're ready to hear what thus saith the Lord today. As I was in my prayer today, the Lord spoke to me very clearly for the U.S. and what is going on right now in the spiritual realm. And it was a very different encounter, guys. So I just want to go right into it right now just to give God glory. And I hope that you get something out of this podcast that will change your life. So I want to come out of the scripture in Lamentations chapter 1, verse 5. It says, "Her foes have become her masters, her enemies at ease. The Lord has brought her grief because of her many sins. Her children have gone into exile, captive before the foe." Guys, and he said, go back to this. So I'm going to go back to that. So her foes have become her masters, her enemies at ease. The Lord has brought her grief because of her many sins. Her children have gone into exile, captive before the foe. He also told me, guys, to go to Romans chapter 1, verse 18 through 20. It says, "The wrath of God is being revealed from heaven against all the godlessness and wickedness, since what may be known about God is plain to them." Verse 20, "For since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, his eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made, so that people are without excuse." Oh man, guys. Where are we heading? Where is America heading, guys? America is in a place, guys, that we have never been. If you look around you right now, you look to the right, to your left, we have so many issues. We have so many things going on, and it's starting to look different. The landscape is looking different, guys. Not just America, but the world. The world is looking different, but I'm just speaking on America. Since I live here, the Lord has kind of given me something for America. And I want to say, guys, we need to give God his due glory. We need to get on our knees. We need to repent. We need to seek the Lord's face. We need to get on our best behavior. Guys, I'm telling you guys now, and I can feel God's spirit, we are making everything else a priority. We're making our goals. We're making our dreams, our family activities. We have forgotten God. We have forgotten prayer. We have forgotten everything that the Lord has given this country. And I'm asking you now to get to yourself. Think about what I'm saying. If you look around you guys, the landscape doesn't look well. The prices don't look well. Things don't look well, guys, because it's the nature of God is showing us, the nature of what our country is in. What are we doing? Let me tell you something, guys. We are heading into judgment. The word of the Lord is he has been patient to us. He has been slow to wrath, and he has continued to allow us to get it right, allow us to do right. But we have chosen something different. We have chosen to go against what God's principles are. We have chosen to do things our way, and God is tired. He's tired of our ways. We need to make our ways his ways. That should be your prayer today. Lord, Lord, let me make my ways your ways, Lord. Let me find favor. Let me teach me your ways, Lord God, that I may know you and find favor. Teach me your ways, Lord God, that I might know you and find favor. See, God is not going to have his glory shared with anyone else, anyone or anything. We have given his glory over to everything else. But he is coming as the King of Glory to get his glory back. And everybody who doesn't know him, I'm praying today that when you hear this podcast, that you would it would touch your heart, it would touch your mind to say, Jesus, what must I do to be saved? Because God is not going to be mocked. The Bible says, whatever a man soweth, that shall he reap. And so whatever you're sowing, I just challenge you guys. If it's not right, repent. Repent and just turn away from it. I plead with you. God will not have his glory shared with anything or anyone. He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And COVID-19 was small, guys. But the shaking that's coming is going to shake us like we've never been shaken before. America's going to see, this world is going to see God's real glory. His real glory is not going to be small. It's going to be something that we have never seen before. And so I ask you, if you're a believer, you better strap on. You better keep your eyes on Jesus. You better keep your faith firm. You better get in your word, guys. You better start to look and say, you know what, Lord, what do I need to cut out, Lord? Do I need to get in your presence, Lord? What do I do with this job, Lord? What do I do with my children? Start stewarding what you have well, because it's coming, guys. Why does God bring judgment, guys? God brings judgment because he wants to get our attention. He wants our ears to be open to listen to what the Spirit is saying. He dislikes the ways of the people and is causing us to perish. So he is putting an end to it himself. He is tired of our wickedness. He is tired of us doing what we want to do. And see, we're heading to a place of judgment and we need to lament. That means we need to turn. We need to cry out to God. We need to say, Lord, we want to do what you want. We want what you want. We want to bring prayer back. We want to bring fasting back. Lord, we want to bring this nation wants your spirit back. So those of you who are believers, we need to get on our face and we need to begin to pray. We need to ask God. We need to humble ourselves so he can heal our land, that he can hear us and heal our land, guys. I'm telling you, guys. So he says in Lamentations, her foe has become her masters. America, wake up, guys. We're mastered by every other thing but Jesus Christ. We're mastered by our way, our all at once. All our things, we are all of our music, it's just wickedness, guys. How we are with genders, it's wickedness, guys. It's wickedness. The Lord says he's brought us grief because of our many sins. And so, guys, we're going into a place of lament, guys. So be prepared. Be prepared. Believers, be prepared. Be prepared. Romans 1:18-20 says, the wrath of God is being revealed from heaven against all godlessness and wickedness. So everything that we are doing that is not right, God is going to expose us. He is bringing down wrath upon those who are disobedient. He is tired. And he's saying, I made it plain to them. Before the foundation of the world, before the creation of the world, I've made myself clearly known. So what's been made known, people were without excuse. Guys, we don't have any more excuses. We can't say it's because this person has this, or because I don't want to do this, or because I didn't know about this. God is saying, I've made it plain. I've made it clear. I made it plain. And if you can't see the landscape right now, I pray for you. I plead with you. Get to know Jesus Christ, guys. Get to know him. He's going to do something that we have never seen before. But those who are standing in the faith, keep going. I encourage you, keep speaking the truth. Keep throwing down your flesh. Continue to fast and pray. Continue to keep your ear open to hear what the Spirit is saying so that you can be the ear and the mouth of the Lord. And so I'm going to pray for you today, guys. I plead with you, if you don't know Jesus Christ, accept him today. Say, Lord, I believe you died for my sins. I want to make you the Lord and Savior over my life right now. And I ask that you, Holy Spirit, would come live inside me and guide me to all truth. If you said that prayer, I ask you to start getting involved in a local church. Start doing things, reading your Bible. Go grab you a Bible. If you don't have the opportunity to do that, you can look online. Go to YouVersion. Start in the Gospels. Start in Matthew, Mark, and Luke. I just want you to understand that you need to start reading and get prepared for the shaking that is coming. And so I just want to tell you, I thank God for you, those who are listening. And I just pray that you would repent, that we would repent as a nation, and that we would come and know that the Lord's ways are better than our ways. His thoughts are higher than our thoughts, and that we don't know what's coming our way. But those who know him, we better get in position, guys, get in position. So, Lord, I ask right now, Lord, we call repentance right now in this nation, Lord God. We weep, Lord God, for your presence, Lord God. We ask right now, Lord God, that you would pour your presence and give us favor on America right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Let us find favor with you, Lord God. If you find one man like you found Noah, Lord God, may you, Lord, find favor on this land, Lord God. We plead the blood, Lord God, of Jesus Christ over our children. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over our family. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over our finances. Lord, we ask right now, even if you don't stop the shaking, Lord God, that even if you don't relent on the shaking, Lord God, let us, Lord God, still stand firm in the faith, Lord God. Let us continue to throw away our wicked ways, Lord God. Let us continue, Lord God, to find favor in your sight, Lord God. Father God, cover our families. Cover our things, Lord God, that we may give you glory with them. Cover our food, Lord God, that we may give you glory with them. Cover our land, Lord God, that we may give you glory, Lord God, with what we have, Lord God. Let your power, let your might be seen, Lord God, to those who don't believe. Lord God, we ask right now that they will repent, that they would know who you are, that they would seek you, Lord God, that we would turn and seek your face so that you may heal our land. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your name. For your name is power. Your name is majestic, Lord God. Your name is holy. Your name is higher than any other name, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord, for what you're going to do. We thank you, Lord, for what you're doing right now, even for those who are listening, Lord God. We ask, Lord God, a special covering over the families and the believers, Lord God. May they be marked with the seal of the promised Holy Spirit. Lord, we thank you, for you are coming. And I know you're coming soon. And so, Lord, we can't wait to see the clouds open up. And we see our King, the King of glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you, we praise you, we give you glory, and we give you honor. Amen.